This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Perspectives on what's happening in the world. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan on the air. Day before Thanksgiving, we'll be on the air live tomorrow for the Thanksgiving program. And then on Friday, we'll give away that HP laptop. How do I say that?
Laptop.
Laptop.
From QVC. So you can, we haven't... Excuse me.
Oh, we haven't quite figured it out. That felt awesome in my ears.
Are you?
Oh, my God. I'm
fine. Thanks very much. I started my annual blueberry for breakfast routine, blueberry pie. Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah, blueberries and blueberry pie actually different.
How's that? It takes blueberries to make a blueberry pie.
That's right. And it also takes some sugar and some butter.
Now, I have a, what do they call it, non-sugar?
Yeah, exactly.
They have the, it's not sugar.
Gluten-free?
I mean, it's not sugar?
Yeah, but there's something, what else, they call it not sugar-free, maybe. I don't know what they use, but.
Who's they? Someone else? You're not making this yourself?
Blueberry pie? No, this is made by a... this is an orchard out in Western Massachusetts, in Warren, Massachusetts. I buy apples there and donuts, apple donuts, and I buy blueberry pie every year at this time. I buy a couple of blueberry pies, put them in the freezer, have one for Thanksgiving, one for Christmas. The one from Thanksgiving usually lasts almost till Christmas, and then you have a new one. And that, although I won't be...
You make one pie last for a month?
Well... I can have a teaspoon here.
I find a lot of holes in your story. First of all, you come back and you say you're eating blueberries, and we find out it's blueberry pie.
Well, I had both, blueberries and blueberry pie. Blueberries and yogurt. Yeah, go ahead.
And then you say that you can actually make a pie last for 30 days, which I'm going to put the white flag on that play, because I think that you probably, if you're eating pie every day for breakfast, it's not going to last. Yeah, it's not going
to
last.
Well, it only has to last until the 13th, actually, because the 13th we leave and I won't be back. So I have and I don't know what I'm going to get for Christmas morning breakfast because Meredith's not big on pie for breakfast.
So I thought Christmas morning you'll be in Israel.
No, Christmas morning I'll be with Meredith Christmas morning. I'll be in Israel from the 17th until the 22nd or 23rd. And then I'll be back in Palm Beach, and then I'll be, Megan's birthday is the 27th. I'll be in L.A., and I'll come back to Florida for New Year's, and then... I'm getting my foot operated on, so I'm going to have to. You'll have to come take care of me, Jennifer, because I'll need somebody.
Are you doing it in L.A.?
Feed me, yes.
Yeah. I'm glad he asked you.
Well, she's there. All right, let's get some good news here. The good news is the Dow Jones Industrial Averages have gone above 19,000 for the first time ever. Some people say, "So what?" Other people say, "Big deal."
It's a symbolic marker, though.
Yeah, it is a symbolic marker. Yep. Stocks going up because Trump won the election, and investors think that he is going to do a lot to reduce regulations. We can only keep our fingers crossed for that. Increase infrastructure spending. Fixing the healthcare system will be great for the economy because it's good for business. And I don't want people to misinterpret what I said. I had this conversation yesterday with someone that I have a great deal of respect for. Who doesn't necessarily agree with all my political points of view, but, you know, what? That's important for us all not to agree. We agreed that the health care situation is bad. We agreed that having health care available is good. This was not a health care bill. This was an insurance bill. So if you kind of take it and twist it around a little bit and see who knows what ideas they'll come up with, but most everybody who has any brains realizes that the idea of everybody having insurance is a good one. I think this person said to me he wanted to go, I know who it was. I will not tell you who it is, but it's a fellow that I know well. who is a local politician and is having some health issues and wants to, he's having trouble. He's a politician and is having trouble getting his health care taken care of, which was a slap in the face. Now he understands what everybody else is talking about. I can't get what I need to get for very serious treatment. And so the single-payer system they have in Canada is actually, I think, fairly desirable if, in fact, all the pieces are put together. The problem with this thing that is now this monstrosity that's there is it doesn't serve anybody except the insurance companies. And when you look at the premiums that have gone up the way they have, in some cases 400% since this thing started, it's asinine. So, anyway, that'll get done, and that, I think, will also make businesses. Now, the people who keep saying, we got to tax these guys more, those no-good guys in business, hello, where do you get jobs if we don't have any businesses? Where do you think the money comes from that goes into the coffers that pays people for not working, which is another whole thing that we probably ought to lay on the table and forget about it. As a matter of fact, all of this stuff needs to go away today, because when you gather with your family for tomorrow, well, just make a pact with yourself. Enjoy the cooking, talk to your sister, have a great meal, play a game of charades, watch the game, but do not talk politics. It's a sacred time for you and your family to be together, and there has to be somebody in your family who doesn't agree with you. So why bring it up? Why start something that just annoys everybody? Just stop. It's not that important that you get your political power read in a manner of speaking. It's a special family time. There are 49 million people who are going to travel 50 miles or more starting today. Actually, a lot of them started yesterday. The airports have been crazy since last weekend because there are more and more people that want to fly. The trains, you can't get a seat on a train to save your soul. AAA says that a lot of people are going to be out and about. And the AAA isn't advising. This is your pal, Doug Steffen, who says, don't talk about Donald Trump. Don't talk about Hillary Clinton. Focus on what unites your family and what brings you together. What's the reunion all about? What's your tradition about? What do you do when you were a kid for fun?
So Heat Street. Do you know what Heat Street is?
Heat Street?
Yeah, it's a publication. They do political stories.
No, I don't.
Their headline is, "Don't Punch Your Uncle, A Heat Street Guide to Surviving Holiday Political Debates."
Yeah, what else are they
suggest? And the first rule on that list is bag the bourbon. So, apparently, you don't have to actually get drunk at Thanksgiving. If you do, of course, that makes talking politics that much easier.
Yep.
Number two, invite random people to serve as human shields. Bringing strangers to the table might make everyone just uncomfortable enough to keep their opinions to themselves.
That's a good point.
Yeah, declare a truce ahead of time. Practice your diplomacy by brokering a ceasefire ahead of the meal. Play a conversation game. So drag out catchphrases or categories and force your family to play in between bites, which is fun. Take one for the team. If your family agrees on anything, it's that you just can't get your life together properly. Why can't you meet a nice girl? Aren't you too old for a one-bedroom apartment? How long is it supposed to take one person to earn a degree anyway?
You
let your family, I guess, run you over the rig you over the coals.
When are you having kids?
That's another one.
Yeah, that's a good
boy.
One, too.
Yeah, you're not pregnant yet? What's your problem? And another thing. What?
Yes. I was just wondering, and this is my family, we're a very, very small family, so Lewis and I are just going to dinner with my parents tomorrow.
You're going out to dinner?
Yeah. Just the four of us, so we figured, and it's I cook a big meal on Christmas Day for everybody, so we didn't need to do two for, But anyway, I'm wondering if, because of the political climate, I wonder if more people are staying home or if they're going out to a restaurant because you're less likely to cause a scene in a restaurant.
Yeah, that's
so
too,
I wonder if there's a shift there this year.
Leave your ego at the door. Just come on. Why do you have to try to convince somebody else that you're right? My father used to do that all the time. Dad, I said, nobody cares. Okay, you got your point of view. Yeah, but everybody's wrong. Oh. I remember that. No, Dad, everybody's not wrong. You're not wrong. They're not wrong. You just don't agree. But the country's going to hell in a handbasket. And I sound like my father sometimes when I think about what's going on in our country. So maybe things aren't as bad as you think they are. Anyway, let's talk about something else is good for Thanksgiving. The way that you eat and drink will make you very sleepy. And if you have a special game, maybe there's a tradition in your family, you got a football game after you eat. You go outside and play football, everybody gets sleepy. Here's the way to fix that problem. Super, super, super beats. Yes, super beats. The overcoming of dysfunction is a great thing. And I was just reading up on some of the things that nitric oxide does. Nitric oxide is what's produced by beets more than any other vegetable, more than any other food. And nitric oxide opens up your arteries so that the blood can get through your body to your brain, your muscles, to every part of your body. The blood flow is most important to you being healthy. So if you have arthritis, bingo. This is something that's good for that. If you have bladder problems, it's good for that. A lot of people who have cancer are getting great support by using Super Beets because the blood flow and the oxygen around the tumor the treatment is being done for the new modern treatments for cancer. The old ones used to separate the cancer from blood because the blood fed it. Now there are ways of separating the cancer from the blood flow. And so that's why it's good for that. It's good for COPD sufferers. It's good for cognitive function. That is your brain. Increases brain cell communication. And this helps prevent dementia and Alzheimer's. I think I'd stop right there. That'd be enough reason for me to want to get onto the Super Beets formula. Super Beets. They are grown non-GMO beets, grown specifically for Super Beets. They cook them. They dry them. Then they powder them. And put them in a canister. You put a teaspoon into a 4-ounce glass of water, maybe a smoothie, something like that. And you are all set, my friends and neighbors. I feel like Cousin Brucey. Cousins, call 800-655-4183. Yep. It's the way to get Super Beets. Get in. First order gives you a 30-day supply of regular Super Beets free. 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. The super way to feel super, 800-655-4183, or order them at DougLikesBeats.com.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call, click safety.grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS. ConsumerAccess.org. Number 33.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And I'm late again, oh, I'm so sorry. All the Ajax in the world ain't gonna clean your dirty laundry.
All right, music time, 23 and change after the hour, day before Thanksgiving. Carrie Underwood is celebrating Thanksgiving, being thankful for her success in the world of country music, notching her 25th top 10 on the Billboard Hot Country list and on country airplay charts. This is called Dirty Laundry. Sound like it doesn't sound like Carrie Underwood. Who does it sound like?
It sounds like Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like a country like song. It sounds like a pop country song.
It's just kind of what she does, though.
She has 25 top tens to her credits that she started in 2006. First country single is Jesus Take the Wheel. So this is good stuff. Tracy Lawrence is second in that group, 19 out of the gay top tens in the 90s. Underwood beats, Reba McEntire, right? She's second to Reba McEntire.
Yeah, Reba's number of top tens. Yeah. It's amazing what Reba's been able to do in her career.
She's
incredible.
Pretty fabulous entertainer all the way around. Okay, let's move on to the fate of Keith Urban. So this guy's a drunk, basically, right?
He's what?
A drunk.
Well, no, not anymore.
What?
He's been sober since he met Nicole Kidman.
Was he a drunk or was he on drugs?
Alcoholic.
He's alcoholic. Okay. So Nicole has straightened him right up.
Well, I think she's certainly helped support him.
Yeah, I mean, he was straight before he got with her.
He was straight before, so kept him that way.
Yeah, well, like Tom Cruise, who was not straight before Nicole Kidman.
true story. Well, Keith Urban, interestingly, though, he went back into rehab just like a few months before he got married to Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
They were engaged, and I think she kind of said, look, you know, I'll help you, but you got to do the work.
Yeah. 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 Okay, well, that makes sense.
Since
that's
then,
good. That's
he's
good
been
leadership.
Great, and they've been married, it'll be 10 years, I think, next year.
Yeah, longer than anybody else, either of the two of them have been married to, right?
Yes. She 9.5 years, I think, is when Tom Cruise got rid of her because of the prenup.
Got rid of her. There you go.
Or I should say Scientology got rid of her because of the prenup.
So, has she ever had any trouble with addiction to anything?
I don't think so.
She always seems pretty straight to me.
Yeah.
All right, so that's nice to have that support. Nice to have that love. Nice to know that there's somebody there that you can count on. Next up, in the world of country music, what conversation about country music would be complete without a focus on Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood?
Yeah. Now we're talking.
At an office party Christmas Eve, shaking everybody's hand so I could leave. About to say I'd love to stay, but that was when the pretty little girl from accounting walked in. There's really nothing better than a beautiful girl in an ugly Christmas sweater.
Oh my God, I love this.
Now I can't forget that beautiful girl in an ugly Christmas sweater.
Garth Brooks and his new Christmas Together album, also doing well on the country album chart. He said, we had so much fun making this album the other time by he and his wife, Trisha. We're honored that people are making our music a part of their holiday season. This is kind of cute, actually. This was released November 11th as the same day as the Ultimate Collection went on sale.
That's interesting because he priced his Target album at such a low point that it won't ever chart. So he was never really in competition with himself.
Ah.
And I think, Jennifer, you had said that Garth is really good about keeping ticket prices low as well.
Yeah.
$65 no matter where you sit.
That's
Christmas great. Together is the Garth Brooks, Trisha Yearwood. Yearwood Christmas tune, 28 past the hour or
after.
I wish I knew how.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Big Jim and three pancakes for 89 cents.
I don't care what you call them, pancakes, flipjacks, flapcakes. The point is, at Burger King, you can get a stack of three of them for 89 cents. What kind of deal is this?
A great one? Fill up on three golden pancakes for 89 cents. This is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get three pancakes for 89 cents. Only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
When it comes to commercial vehicles, it's time to drill down to the details. If you're not driving the new Sprinter Worker from Mercedes-Benz, your van just isn't cutting it. The Sprinter Worker takes payload up a notch, carrying up to 3,512 pounds. Its cargo volume is cranked up too, with over 300 cubic feet of space. When it comes to safety, it's unmatched, but it's the price that'll really hammer it home. The new Sprinter Worker starts at just $32,495. It also has a service interval of up to 20,000 miles and the highest residual value in its class, according to ALG. Put that in your pipe and weld it. Huge capacity, small price, starting at just $32,495. The all-new Sprinter Worker, starting at only $32,495. Mercedes-Benz, vans born to run.
NSF for a 2016 Sprinter Worker excludes all options, Texas title, registration, transportation, charging, dealer prep. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, The service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Doug Jen and Victoria, Kara just said ignore her, so I guess we can do that. I'm moving along into the world of what's happening, baby. There are a couple of things that are not strictly political that I feel comfortable talking about. One of them was a move yesterday by the president, not that we were talking about him and the Medal of Freedom. That was a cool thing last night, the people that received it. But The president yesterday reduced more prison sentences for drug offenders, something that I have been very vocal about for years and years and years and years. Too many people in jail for using drugs, especially minor crimes like marijuana usage, that kind of stuff. I believe the people who sell drugs ought to be in jail and the key should be tossed. But those who use drugs, who do no harm to anybody but themselves, we have no business putting them in jail. They can create their own jail for themselves. And so the criminal justice system ought not to be used for these sorts. This is the kind of pastoral stuff that some of the people who are on that side of the table who want to put everybody in jail that uses drugs. And yet the hypocritical side of it is that many of them get caught using them themselves. The laws about using drugs are outdated. They're impractical. They're foolish, especially if there's no violence involved and nobody else gets hurt. That's it. Right. Period. End of story.
I just don't want my taxes paying for prison time.
People being in jail. All these people. No.
Yeah.
So he's let
ridiculous.
Out 1,000 people so far, and he's probably going to let out a bunch more before he gets out of office. And I support him in that. And there's another very...
Don't you think instead of letting everybody out of jail that we need to start reclassifying marijuana and taking it out of the Class A position that it has now with heroin
yes.
and start addressing the real problem instead of letting criminals out of prison?
Well, yeah, why are they letting criminals out? I don't consider it criminal.
A lot of these people that he's letting out are more than just drug users.
Who are they?
We've gone through the list before, Doug. I mean, these are people who have distributed or who've had large amounts or who've had past prior crimes. I mean, yes, I agree with you, but I don't believe that there's a huge number of people in jail for smoking marijuana.
Yes, there are. And where I am in Massachusetts, tons of them. Hundreds
maybe,
and hundreds
maybe
of
it's
them.
Different. Maybe I'm just speaking from like a California perspective, but I mean.
Ridiculous, yeah.
No,
I don't disagree with you, however, when it comes to people who are pushing it, who are selling, I said that just a minute ago, the people who are being let out, as far as I know, are in only for using and possession and not for selling or distributing. If I'm wrong, then I stand corrected, but I don't believe that's the case. If it is, then I am.
I think it's so odd that we haven't decided to change that classification yet, or at least the discussion is not even being like going on, especially when you have states around the country who are just legalizing, least for medicinal use. I mean, gosh, in California, we just legalized it across the board. And it's so silly to me that there is such a distinction between the state and federal laws. And I'm all about state control. But it seems really difficult when you have dispensaries who can't put their money into a bank because it's a federal, it's governed by a federal body.
It's
so stupid.
Bad leadership. So hopefully if Trump does what he says he's going to do and eliminate a lot of regulations, this will be one of them that gets addressed.
Well, so, and I've agreed with Jennifer from the beginning on this. When California was voting on making it legal for recreational use or whatever, the classification on the federal level has to change because, like Jen had pointed out, all of the money that's made from dispensaries, all that cash, you can't put any of that cash in a, in a bank.
It sits under a mattress.
I mean, literally. I mean, it's
what's
that's
the
crazy.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, if you look in Colorado and in Washington, this has opened up crime, and everybody goes, well, not violent crime from drug use. No, it's not from the drug use. It's because it opens up a whole new set of opportunity for people who want to come in and try to steal money from people that are running these places.
You're going to see armed robbery, like bank robbers are going to, are you know, robbing businesses with at gunpoint, things like that. Yeah,
mattress robbers.
Yeah, that's going to happen. Home invasions.
All right. So here's another very interesting twist. And I mention this only because I find it entertaining. It has not to do with politics, but politics makes such strange bedfellows. You see all of these things, the values changing and things that were said during the election campaign are changing and attitudes are changing. So there's a picture that TMZ has. God love them. There's a picture of Mark Cuban sitting in a restaurant having coffee or tea or sandwich or something with Steve Bannon. And
Is that photoshopped?
No, it is not photoshopped.
I saw it too.
Yeah, it's absolutely, it's fascinating.
So unless they duped us both.
No.
Wow, what's
fascinating,
that conversation?
Fascinating. Well, I mean, TMZ is known for accuracy. They don't photoshop stuff.
Oh, that's
they don't
true.
Make
no,
things
true.
Up. No. So
this is the thing. Don't you just sometimes feel gamed? Like, we all get into these arguments. You were just talking about how we shouldn't have political arguments at Thanksgiving. And we've got people who are foes. Steve Bannon as the advisor to Donald Trump and Mark Cuban, who was so outspoken against Donald Trump and for Hillary, having coffee together now. I mean, it's so funny. It's so crazy. And we all fall into it. We get all snappy with each other.
And we're the ones who are foolish because we fall for this stuff. All it is theater. It's nonsense. These two guys are sitting in the St. Regis Hotel, which is a block from Trump Tower, and they're having a discussion. You can see they're having a discussion. Cuban is sitting there listening to what he's being told. It's just very interesting. I find it fascinating, frankly. We get our liver in a quiver about this stuff. I mean, everybody who says, well, I'm not going to do this, they're all jumping on the bandwagon because They all want to be in that seat of power. So it just that's I find it amusing. Okay, let's get to New York City, where Victoria is our resident in general. New York University trying out a new approach to providing housing on the campus. NYU students may soon be able to live with seniors, that is, senior citizens, not seniors in college at NYU. Tuition, room, and board currently $64K a year. Who in the name of God can afford that? So administrators are trying to come up with a way to make it more affordable. So this is a deal with the University Settlement Society of New York. It maybe will cut as much as $14K a year off of the housing bill. Fans of this proposal, which will kick off next year, say if the program is successful, it may influence other universities to handle their student housing programs in a different way. That is, go live with a senior in his or her home. I guess that's how this shakes out, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where you read this, Victoria?
Essentially, if a senior citizen has a two-bedroom or three-bedroom apartment, those other bedrooms can legally be rented out to NYU students. So, because right now, with Airbnb laws being really cracked down on in New York City, you can't rent out a room to anyone. I mean, people are doing it on the sly, but they're getting caught more and more. So this would actually allow senior citizens to make some income, and it would save students a lot of money. It's an interesting concept. I mean, a lot of people think it's great. It might be better for graduate students as opposed to you don't want to be an incoming freshman and you're living with a grandma. You know, you might want to live in a dorm situation, but I think it could work. It has merits. It's young people taking care of old people taking care of young people. Kumbaya, yeah. Go New York yeah. City. I don't know. We'll see.
Grandma got run over by a rainbow.
It's hard to have a raging party when grandma's down the hall, though.
Yeah. She might be in on
Yeah, right. Yeah. In a moment, we're going to talk about how you can be safe as you decide where you're going to shop. If you're an online shopper, you need to listen to this conversation coming up next here.
Chemical-resistant gloves, coveralls, earplugs, Grainger. Dust masks, portable eyewash stations, hard hats, Grainger. Anti-fog safety glasses, fall protection harnesses, face shields, Grainger. Respirators, welding jackets, pipe repair systems, Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. Protection blankets, steel-toe boots, caution signs, Grainger. They've got over 100,000 safety products. When you think safety, think Grainger. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call clicksafety.grainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles, hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hey, everyone.
This is Life Tips with Geico.
Life Tip 1. You can use a razor to shave those little lint balls off your sweatshirt or jacket.
Speaking of jackets, try wearing yours backwards. You could use the hood as a convenient snack trough.
Life Tip 2. Switch to Geico and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. On top of that, the Geico Insurance Agency could help save you money on home and renter's insurance. Like Geico. Get savings into your life. Visit Geico.com today.
44 past the hour, Gene Chatsky is with us, financial editor for the Today Show, a finance journalist with the AARP, and someone who is closely associated with how to do this right. When I say this, I mean holiday shopping online, whether it's today, tomorrow, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, next Tuesday, whatever. Whatever it is, a lot of people be shopping online. So let's see how to do this the right way. The numbers, Gene, go up every year, right? For the past, 8, 9, 10 years, the number of Americans who are shopping online increases quite dramatically.
Absolutely. Some new research from LifeLock tells us that about a third of all Americans are planning to do either all or most of their shopping online, and the National Retail Federation is out saying they expect this Cyber Monday to break all the records.
What does that mean in terms of real dollars? Do you have any numbers?
I believe we've got 57 days this holiday season where online sales are expected to exceed $1 billion.
Wow.
So that's 2 months of, like, crazy online shopping day by day by day by day.
All right. Now, there was something that we just were talking about earlier, Victoria, where there was some compromise and it didn't get... Where was the... There was a
Madison Square Garden. Yeah,
the credit cards
at the venues. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there must be some tips floating around there, Gene, for people to protect themselves, whether it's the Madison Square Garden kind of thing, whether it's the Target sort of thing. Whether,
yep.
I mean, there are all kinds of scenarios here. So what do we do?
Well, first thing, you started with credit cards, so let me start there. Mm-hmm. Credit over debit this holiday season. And the reason for that, although both types of cards tend to come with zero liability policies, if your debit card is compromised, you are putting yourself at risk of a big hassle because your money could be taken out of your account and it could take you a little while to get that back. With credit, you're not using your own money to begin with, and so it's less of a hassle. And also, the chip and PIN cards, which are so associated with both debit and credit these days, have made us safer. So that's some good news. Back to the other things, though, that you can do to just make yourself safer when shopping online. Strengthen your passwords. I mean, people are still using ridiculously easy passwords to crack. They're using 123456. They're using the word password. They're using the name of their pet, which you can find online. Stop it and come up with a password that is 8 to 10 characters long, that's a combination of letters, numbers, symbols, that is nonsense, that doesn't form any sort of a word that is in the dictionary, and make sure that you change it frequently, particularly on sites where you transact. Also, if you've gotten updates coming through, everybody's got a cell phone, you know, they alert you when there's an update, or your laptop, there's an update, your iPad, there's an update. Make sure you take the time to install those updates and download those updates, because that's where the security patches are harbored, and you're not going to have the latest in security unless you've updated those things. So don't just push the snooze button on that. When you're shopping, not on public Wi-Fi. A lot of people, you go into a coffee shop, you got 10 minutes to kill, you sit down, you power up, and all of a sudden you're shopping or banking or bill paying. That is the wrong idea. Those things need to be done on your secure Wi-Fi network, preferably at home. And finally, just be very, very careful these days of phishing. Phishing is still a big problem, and phishing is what happens when you get an email or a text from a fraudster who is trying to get you to click on a particular link that takes you to a site that looks reputable but isn't. And then once you're on that site, they're going to ask you for all sorts of personal identification and details. If you want to go to a site, you take yourself there. Don't follow the links.
What does it mean, zero liability?
It means that they are not going to charge you anything for it.
Whatever happens, yeah.
That happened to me.
I lost $9,000 to a guy who took my credit card and bought a bunch of electrical equipment in Chicago, and the bank stood by it. But it's not, you know, it's a lot of hassle, as you just said. So
It's a lot of hassle, but it's also, so that's credit card fraud, right? If your full-blown identity is compromised, if somebody's out there and they are pretending to be you and they apply for your tax refund or a job or a loan in your name, that's when things get really, really crazy and expensive. And in that case, a service like LifeLock can really step in and help.
Right. So there's LifeLock.com, I remember from all the ads. Isn't that what it is, LifeLock.com?
Yeah,
you go
absolutely.
To that. Yeah. All right, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving. Gene Chesky, who is very good at this holiday shopping in the Focus. If you're online on Thanksgiving, what do they call it, Brown Thursday? Be careful. The tips have been very valuable. Thank you, Gene. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's 1-800-441-9833.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
From a Broadway show. Who is this, Trevor?
Michelle Pfeiffer, I believe.
Michelle Pfeiffer?
Yeah, it's from Grease 2.
Grease 2.
The male lead in that film, Max Caulfield, is 59 years old today.
Happy birthday to him. Max
one of the
Caulfield.
Great, one of the great all-time bomb sequels ever produced.
Yeah.
But it was Michelle Pfeiffer's first starring role.
Was it? All right, yeah. So that's good to know. Thank you very much. So we've got that in our mind. Movies that are opening up today for the holiday, because on holiday weekends, something like this, they don't wait till Friday. They open up on Wednesday. So we'll find out what movies are coming out today. Chuckers' predictions for what will sell, what will be attractive, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. All that coming up right here.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR, 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Shop Black Friday deals online all week long at Kohl's.com. Get $24.99 toys, $7.99 after rebate kitchen electrics, $29.99 diamond and crystal earrings. And stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. Plus, only once a year, everyone gets $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. The first place to stop and the best place to shop is Kohl's Black Friday. Select styles. Hours may vary by location. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Hi, 56 past the hour. Just an interesting conversation going on off the air that I want to bring to the air. Victoria and Chucker were just talking about Supergirl and the production of it and the way the show feels differently than it did when it was on CBS. Now it's on the CW. So did they take the same sets from Los Angeles to Vancouver? Does the show have that same feel, or did they redo all of the sets for the show as well as moving it up to
good question.
The stuff on the
I would say it has somewhat similar feel, although where the storyline takes place is not in the newsroom very much, which was very much part of season one. Mm-hmm. But they've upped the action sequences substantially. Even though they're working with a lower budget, the people at CW who specialize in these superhero shows know how to film action, make it believable. And if you're a purist of Supergirl, I think you'll enjoy the series being on the CW more than CBS. Having said that, I did enjoy season one, and I liked Calissa Flockhart, who is Ally McBeal, a lot on that show, season one. But she filmed two episodes for this season and took a pass because the show's filmed in Vancouver. She's married to Harrison Ford, and evidently she didn't want to be a full-time player on the series.
Interesting how all these pieces fit together, though, under the circumstances. It really is to know what the behind the scenes is. All right, let's talk about some of the movie.
But the young actress, Melissa Bonet, who plays Supergirl, yeah. She's a very appealing talent, and I think she has a very bright future ahead of her.
Yep. All right, movie's coming out today.
The World War II spy romance Allied with Brad Pitt and Marianne Colliater, tracking at around a $23 million or 5-day opening. Bad Santa 2, Billy Bob Thornton. I like the original, but boy, this is a long time since the original. Still tracking at around a $20 million 5-day opening. Here's one, Doug, that's interesting. Warren Beatty's pet project, yeah. which he's worked on for the last 3 or 4 years, Rules Don't Apply, which he plays Howard Hughes. The budget, $25 million, 5-day tracking, just $2.5
really?
Million dollar opening, which is
an interesting movie.
But again, you know, it proves my point, unfortunately, that the adult-oriented moviegoer is really staying home and watching movies on demand and not going to the movie theater. I can attest to this because I'm on the board of directors of an art house theater in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania, and our attendance, honestly, is way down over the last 5 years.
All right, interesting information, as is always the case. Chuck Curry, our movie man, here at 59 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.